All right, everyone, welcome to another edition of Vine Edition. And I've got Mr. James Grady here, who's the Director of Commercial Lending here at Vine Group. And we wanted to highlight the world of commercial lending and the world of commercial real estate, because in the newspapers, we always hear about, the residential side and how the residential market's doing and where rates are at. But you know what? There's a massive opportunity that's always existed, and I think is more relevant now on the commercial side. So James is here to shed some light and, you know, go over a couple topics that hopefully will create some value. So James, thanks, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Hugo. Certainly happy to be a part of this and chat a little bit about the world of commercial. Absolutely.
So, well, let's get into it. Now, what type of assets? So obviously commercial is a broad term. You know, right. Commercial can be an apartment building, an industrial space, a mixed use, and so on. Are there any specific assets that, number one, I guess I want to ask two questions. Number one, is there any specific assets that you're seeing more demand for? And number two is, are there any, for our investor clients, are there any assets where the lending environment has gone a little bit easier than before? So two questions. What do you think of that?
Yeah, no, for sure. I would say, I would say in terms of the hot assets these days, you know, in terms of who, you know, what people are really after, multifamily, absolutely. And that's been a hot asset for a while now. That's nothing new. I think that to the point that in some cases, when it's a really nice turnkey property, those are actually almost priced fairly high. Again, they're certainly very attractive both to lenders and investors. So what we're seeing, given the fact that some of those prices are starting, some of those properties are being priced fairly high. We're seeing lots of people these days, repositioning is a big move, a big strategy, which, and again, I would say that has been the case for the last, number of years. But we're certainly seeing, more and more of that. And so that's when a client goes into a property, purchase it, there may be some above average vacancy or some of the units need some work, some upkeep, some renovation. So they'll go into that property. They'll, kind of get that property at what might be a relatively good price for the condition and the state of the property. And then over the course of 12 or 24 months, they do what needs to be done and they can, again, kind of reposition that property. And then at that point, they've got a nice asset, a good cash flowing asset. So we're definitely seeing some of that. I would say another asset that was really hot during COVID and there's still some pretty decent demand for it is the industrial side. And so, I would say that there's still some demand out there for that. Depending on the market, depending on the size of the property, the square footage, all that stuff, there's definitely still demand on the, I would say on both, the consumer and the lender end for that type of property. I guess you think on the flip side of things, office is definitely a property where I think it can be pretty hit and miss. Generally speaking, lenders want to see a pretty strong covenant when it comes to offices. And if it's going to be a tenanted office, an investment property, then again, they're going to look at who those tenants are. They're going to look at those, take a hard look at those leases.
You kind of bring up a good point, though. I've read a few articles where some employers are not expecting a full return to work, probably ever, and they're redesigning their work models. I guess my question is more, have you come across some office spaces or office buildings where the landlord or the owner is looking at repurposing it and now no longer using exclusively for offices? Perhaps some of it's residential or some other use. Like, are you seeing a kind of a trend? Is that a trend that is happening on your end?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I would say, and you hit the nail on the head there. We're definitely seeing a little bit more of that start to happen. Right, where we're seeing offices, sometimes large office buildings kind of start to go through the process of getting repurposed, right? And that's, oftentimes repurposing that to residential condos. So we're starting to see that. We're starting to see that sort of unfold in certain markets. And obviously, there's a process that they have to work through to get all the necessary approvals. But absolutely, we're starting to see that that be the case for sure. Because matching up the fact that maybe there's a little less, demand there for the office, but the demand for that, again, that rental stock or that housing stock is still very high. And so, developers are seeing an opportunity there. So absolutely.
Now, obviously for anyone who's gone through a mortgage to buy their own home, for example, or a rental property, the process is very different on the residential side. Typically on the residential side, we're trying to determine how much does that individual earn, or can we verify they earn, to then determine how much borrowing they can get access to, in a nutshell, right? Commercial is obviously very different. So
right.
If you were to kind of share some insight on someone who is either maybe looking to get into commercial lending, maybe some sort of small commercial, or maybe someone who's an investor and has been buying up rental properties and is now thinking, you know what, my income is no longer high enough to get the fifth property or the sixth or whatever it is, but there might be an opportunity on the commercial side. So maybe can you shed some light on what the process is and, like, you know, the parameters are generally when you're looking at commercial lending?
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And we definitely do see a bit of that happen. You know, to your point, a lot of times it's investors who just kind of, you know, max out on the residential side. So, you know, one of the advantages with commercial is there typically isn't going to be that maximum number of units on the commercial side. So, you know, one of the big differences and where there's upside for those clients is the fact that with the commercial side of things, you know, lenders are looking primarily at the property itself, the cash flow on that property itself. So that's sort of the starting point, right? So we're taking a look at the cash flow, what the rents are and the expenses are on that property. You know, there's certain ratios that they need to be within and they need to meet. But again, it's kind of exclusive to that property. And then outside of that, you know, we're looking at what does the net worth look like of that client, right? So what's the overall financial, you know, position of that client? We're not necessarily focusing on, you know, what is the client's personal debt load, you know, car payments and things like that. That doesn't really come into play. Again, it's more so property specific. And then as a secondary, you know, kind of fallback, we're looking at the overall sort of liquidity and net worth of the individual behind it, the guarantor behind it. So that's where absolutely there's certainly, you know, some upside there for clients who kind of max out with those ratios on the personal side.
The timeline is also a lot longer because I still get clients that are like, I just bought a property and can we get this done in a few days? Like how long, you know, financing. So can you shed a little light on the typical timeline for commercial lending, because it is very
absolutely
different.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. It is definitely a bit more of a long, you know, the process is longer. There's a few more steps involved. And so, you know, things like, you know, even just the appraisal itself, right? Where on the residential side, you know, sometimes that can get done in a week. On the commercial side, that could some cases be 2 to 4 weeks, depending on, you know, location, capacity of the appraiser, things like that. So overall timeline absolutely is more protracted with the commercial side. So again, yeah, it's just a matter of kind of setting things up from the beginning, making sure that they're, you know, that they've got the conditional period that they need and the close period that they need, and sort of all those ducks are in a row from the get-go. But for sure, it is a bit of a longer process. And like I said, there's other steps involved that they may not necessarily be accustomed to with residential. A pretty typical, you know, report that's often required for commercial deals is what we call a phase 1 environmental site assessment. And that in itself is a report that can take a couple weeks to come back. And it's not involved for every property, you know, but it does come into play for certain property types and, you know, depending on deal size and things like that. So it's always better to, you know, again, kind of go into it with the expectation that it could take a little longer for sure. So
just to kind of on a final note, maybe a little selfish plug, you know, why use a broker? You know, what's why not just walk into a bank, you know, with my documents and try to sort it out? Like, what's the value? You know, help us understand.
For sure. Yeah. The $1 million question, of course. Well, I mean, I would say that, you know, the one thing that absolutely comes into play, you know, in every commercial deal is experience. So not only just in, you know, what is the borrower's experience, but in terms of just, you know, structuring the deal properly from the get-go, because, you know, what we put in front of the lender oftentimes, that first blush, what they look at, it really is their impression of that property, of that deal. So, you know, when we're working with a client, we're going through all the documentation up front. We're making sure that this, you know, that the deal itself is structured properly. You know, we're working with lenders that we've, you know, worked with for years. So we've got really strong relationships, which often, you know, works to our advantage when we're putting a deal in front of them. You know, so again, we kind of, you know, curate that deal from start to finish. We help the client with the whole process as well. So again, I mentioned things like an appraisal and an environmental and things like that. So we kind of help, again, kind of help walk the client through those steps of the process, because, you know, again, it can be a pretty long and daunting process if they're not familiar with it. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that it's a comfortable experience sort of from start to finish for them. So, and any questions that can come up as well. I mean, there's always a lot of questions with commercial, because again, every deal sort of tends to be kind of, you know, looked at, adjudicated in its own, you know, merit. So we want to be there to also answer all those questions for the client and help them, help them to the finish line. So
it can definitely be a roller coaster ride, you know, where you have your initial sort of, letter of intent / sort of approval, and then you get a couple reports and you realize, oh wait, there's some issues here, we got to fix them, and then you're back to we're okay here. So having someone like James and the rest of our awesome commercial team on your side gives you kind of hopefully that you know, what's the best word, that the only one I have is like a protector, someone to like be by your side to kind of guide you all the way to the end, because it can be a little stressful knowing that you have someone who's been doing this for a long time, you know, has the respects of all these lenders and is able to kind of, has probably already seen whatever issue we're going to have, is significantly stronger than someone who may not be in the industry that long, or for a client that might want to DUI themselves. So, you know, speak with a professional. The commercial markets and environment is certainly a lot stronger than it's been in the last little while, and there's tons of opportunities. So yeah, thanks, James. You know, we'll make sure we have all your info and all that sort of stuff somewhere on this, at the bottom of this video. And thanks for making some time, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Hugo. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.